in what feels like a state of constant chaos. Our thoughts are hard to manage, and we come to church to recharge and renew our spirit. Father Randy's homily gave a lot of food for thought and springboard for my reflection for Ash Wednesday service. And possibly maybe the ice gave me another week to think and procrastinate on my reflection. I do not believe tears are a sign of weakness, while society will tell you different. I find them cathartic and stress relieving. I cried a lot at the beginning of last school year, never in front of my students, but my coworkers. It was that or say things that probably would not have left me in good favor. So my principal suggested counseling. Okay, I liked my counselor, and I always felt as if I had just gotten a massage. Besides, the first three were free. She was a very busy woman, and appointments were a commodity. I would tell her things that I was dealing with at school, and she would give me suggestions, to which most of them I replied, "That's not an option," or "That conversation will not go over well." One visit, she said, "How can all that have happened? You were just here." It had been just over a week. It was probably one of the best things that she could have said to me, because she confirmed that what I was dealing with was unbelievable unless you were living it. I think at that same appointment I said, "I know you don't know what to do with me." And her reply was, "My job is to listen to you and confirm that you are not crazy. It is what you are dealing with." So after three, I was done. We all feel trapped from time to time. Too much work, stress, and not having the ability to voice our concerns because they either fall on deaf ears or are used against us at some point. When did we become a society that is so sensitive? When did we become a society that believes only the elite should make the rules? When did we start believing that only bosses are the ones with the right answers? When did we start believing that I am the only one with the right answers? I don't know. Most days I'm thankful for where I grew up. Sometimes I'm not prepared for this world that we live in because of how I grew up. I wasn't prepared for how easily others were offended and when you offer a suggestion or an opinion. I wasn't prepared for the egos I would encounter. I wasn't prepared for others' quest to be number one at all times. I have recently become involved with social media, Facebook to be exact. It's not really a good fit for me. It is what my essential oil company uses as a way to communicate information, trainings, and provide resources to me. So it is a tool that I must embrace and utilize. It has gotten me customers, and it is a tool that I can use from my couch to provide potential customers with information. It's still not a good fit. I realize things about others that I sometimes wish I didn't know, and I see comments or posts that are not really funny, but lots of people like them. I work in a challenging building for many reasons. It takes a toll. My son informed me that I am much better in the summer, and I would agree. I am expected to work and deal with situations that are not how I grew up or how I live my life. It is difficult to work in one world and live in another. I told a class this week that they were awesome kids and that they needed to act like it. No one had ever said that to them. No one. Let that sink in. I'm trying to figure out where all of our compassion has gone. Remember when you just shrugged off someone's quirkiness, attributed that bad habit to just being them? You still hung out with them. It didn't interfere with you working beside them. But now every little character flaw seems to be a gigantic problem. When I look in the mirror, there's not perfection. So why would I expect it from someone else? I don't have the answers to these questions. With the recent events in Florida, our nation is whirling in grief, hate, love, debate, blame, what-ifs, prayers, and conflict, and the search for answers. What if we started listening, really listening when God speaks to us? What if we gave him more time, not just when we needed him? What if we were more thankful for our challenges, for our workload, for our stresses? He has placed these things in our lives to help us grow, to become better people, to learn more during each part of our journey. What if we made God central to our daily comings and goings? What if? And Jenny had given me this letter, and it kind of fits perfectly with this. I'm going to paraphrase some of it, but I'm going to read different parts to you. It is about I think it's a lady, but it's about a person who scheduled a day off on their birthday just to have it for themselves. So today is my birthday. Little did I know that God had bigger plans for me than I had for myself. The gift I received today was magical and I was blessed. I chose to listen and then obey the still small voice from within. We are truly God's angels. Today is my birthday. And what a great day I'm going to have. I scheduled a vacation day today so I could spend the whole day doing things for myself. I have been thinking of this day for months. In fact, I've been planning this day for months, and it has finally arrived, and it is time to celebrate my birth. And this person does their morning routine. As I was listening to my meditating music, enjoying my rich brewed coffee, I heard a voice. At first, I thought I had imagined this voice. I thought maybe it was all the stress I had experienced at work and was taking its toll on my mind. I tried to ignore this voice by turning up the music a little louder to drown it out. But sometimes strange things happened when I turned up the music. The volume was not working, and in fact, the music I was hearing was not the music I put to listen in. The music that filled the space sounded like angels singing. I stopped and listened to the sweet harmony of the invisible heavenly choir. When I heard the voice again, as I listened to this voice, a feeling of peace and love filled my soul, tears welling up in my eyes, and even though I had submerged in a hot tub of water, chills swept through my body. The voice was almost like a whisper, as though someone was trying to talk, but you could only hear the words from within the mind. The voice said to me, "Happy birthday, my child. This is how you will celebrate your birthday today. First, you will go give the gift of life, and you will donate blood. Next, you will go purchase 3 flowers, 2 yellow carnations and 1 red rose. Next, you will go find someone to give these flowers to." So this person continues, you know, with their day, heads to the blood bank. You can see there's quite a lot that she did in that point. And then she gets, I believe it's either to a hospital or a nursing home. As I walked down the hall with the director and was introduced to a very special little angel by the name of Vivian. The director left me standing there in the doorway of this woman's room. I felt a bit uncomfortable because this little old lady had never met me, and when I told her I wanted to visit her and give her flowers to brighten up her day, she growled at me in a very angry voice. She said to me, "Why would you want to visit with this crabby old lady who you've never met? I don't even know you, so get out of my room." I stood there for a minute and almost wept. Then I said to myself, "Okay, God, this is your idea. You take it from here. You better soften this woman's heart or I'm out of here." As soon as I thought those words, the little old lady said to me, "What kind of flowers did you bring me?" I told her that I had carnations and roses, and when I told her that, she broke down and started sobbing uncontrollably. When I saw her reaction, I went over to her and sat on her bed and held her in my arms as she wept. She cried for a long time as I handed her tissue and tissue to catch her tears. Then she looked at me and said, "My dear husband used to bring me these flowers, 2 yellow carnations and 1 red rose, and today would have been our 70th wedding anniversary. God does answer prayers." It was then that I realized an answer to many people's prayers today. That I was the answer to many people's prayers today. God gave me a message of how I was to spend my birthday, and as I listened to his words, and by doing so, I gave the gift to many people, including one to myself. The gift I realized was the most important gift of all. It was the gift of sharing love that was inside me with others instead of keeping it all to myself. When God speaks, listen to that still small voice. Follow the instructions given from within, and by doing so, ourselves are blessed more than we could ever imagine. God's angels on earth are really people who listen to the messages and share the message with humanity. Some words of advice. No matter how silly it seems, even if it doesn't make sense to you at the time when you receive your message, trust in your higher power and see the blessings unfold before your eyes. So just imagine what if.